Up in just a few minutes with Adam Laxalt. And Adam Laxalt, since we last talked, I mean, he has been busy. He's been all over the state, and he just got more endorsements from General Michael Flynn and Ambassador Rick Grenell, and he's raised a ton of dough. We're going to talk some money with him. Yeah. We're also going to talk about something that is impacting us here in Southern Nevada and all across the state, and we're talking about fentanyl. And how drugs that come across our southern border are now starting to make their way into Nevada. What should a U.S. senator be saying about such a thing? We'll get a chance to visit with Adam Laxalt, and he'll tell us. Also, one of the things I do want to get into is winnability, because I think winnability for me is something that's going to be very important in this next election. Who is it that can stand toe-to-toe with Catherine Cortez Masto and win? Who is it that can raise the money to make a race against a sitting incumbent senator? That, to me, is important stuff. We'll get a chance to visit with Adam Laxalt about that. Also, a little bit later on, we will talk a little bit later on in the hour. We'll get a chance to talk about what happened over the weekend on maybe the best National Football League weekend, maybe in the history of the league. You know, you might argue about stuff back with the old Cowboys and Tom Landry, but what happened over the weekend was, let's just say, incredible. And my Chiefs prevailed. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't sure when there was just 13 seconds to go in the game. I wasn't sure the Chiefs would be able to win, but they won in style. We'll talk about that. A lot to do in our final hour. Stay where you are as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Adam Laxalt is next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
To stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grenell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. With the situation worsening, the Biden administration taking key steps ahead of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine.
In response to rising tensions in and around Ukraine, the State Department ordered the families of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to leave the country. Americans are also being warned against traveling to Ukraine and Russia. Meanwhile, President Biden met with his national security team over the weekend to discuss diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation, but also other options to confront Moscow if there's an invasion.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police in Milwaukee say six people have been found dead in a house. Apparently all had been shot. Dead include five men and one woman. Military police fatally shooting a man who breached the main gate of Kentucky's Fort Knox and tried to run over the MPs. The Army's investigation continues. Also at townhall.com, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison losing control of his Chinese-owned social media platform, WeChat.
Sydney's The Daily Telegraph newspaper reports Morrison's 76,000 WeChat followers were notified his page had been renamed Australian Chinese New Life earlier this month, and his photograph had been removed. The changes were made without the government's knowledge. Joint Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence and Security Chair James Patterson accuses the Chinese Communist Party of censoring the Prime Minister ahead of elections in May. Patterson is a member of Morrison's Conservative Liberal Party. Jeremy House reporting.
Supreme Court agreeing to hear a challenge to the consideration of race in college admissions. The court says it will take up lawsuits claiming that Harvard, a private school, and University of North Carolina, a state school, discriminate against Asian American applicants. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Two recent big deals are signs the home market's not cooling down. The Howard Hughes Corporation, the developer of Summerlin, has sold off more than 200 acres for a new housing project. Pulte Homes and Toll Brothers bought off a parcel just off of Town Center Drive in Tropicana for $135 million. And in December of last year, Touchstone Living bought the Royal Links Golf Club for more than $33 million. The developer says his current plans call for nearly 1,300 homes on the 160 acres, including 25 acres of open park space. Work has already begun on that development. What a dramatic NFL playoff weekend. It was a huge win for Las Vegas sportsbooks. Road underdogs won the first three games in walk-off field goals, and the Chiefs' overtime win over Buffalo had the books breathing a heavy sigh of relief. Kansas City's big win was, it would have been a four-team money line underdog parlay that would have paid 40 to 1. Well, now the Chiefs are 7-point favorites over the Bengals in Sunday's AFC title game, and the Rams are 3.5-point favorites over the 49ers. We'll talk about that later.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 west at the airport connector, east at Valley Verde. And those delays continue through the downtown area both directions through that construction zone on Interstate 515. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Give yourself some extra time to squeeze through.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Monday, a busy, busy Monday, a newsworthy Monday, but obviously a lot of folks still talking about what happened yesterday with the National Football League. It's being called the best weekend of football in the history of the National Football League, and the fact that my Chiefs survived somehow, some way, absolutely amazing. I know he's been busy campaigning. In fact, he was in he was over the weekend in Ely on his second swing through rural Nevada since launching the campaign. He is Adam Laxalt. He is the former Attorney General, and he's running for the U.S. Senate. Did you get a chance to watch any of that NFL stuff over the weekend?
Well, I definitely got a chance to watch that Chiefs game. 13 seconds. Wow.
Is that unbelievable? I even thought at 13 seconds, I said, well, he'll probably throw a couple of incomplete passes and that's about all and time will run out. Everybody where I was at was rooting for the Bills. I was the only one rooting for the Chiefs and I ended up winning. Go figure. That really was fun though. Wasn't that good?
Well, you know, that Mahomes is just, I mean, that guy's magic. And the fact that he's so young, could prove to be one of the greatest of all time. And what we saw last night was absolutely unbelievable.
I know you were in Ely over the weekend. What were you doing? What were you talking about? And what were people talking to you about?
Yeah, so, there's a statewide Lincoln Day tour that it's important that we all do, all 17 counties, and that kicked off this past weekend. And so it gives us a great opportunity to go county by county, make sure that we're in touch with everybody, understand what they're worried about, make sure that we tell them what the stakes are. You know, it's interesting because even since we last talked, where we're talking about the dire straits of our country, which our country is in dire straits, don't get me wrong, but we are seeing some big wins on our side. And I think people are really starting to feel motivated that, we may be able to save this project. And as a result, you got to keep reminding people that, they may have won in Virginia in a +10 blue state, But none of us, of course, care about that election except for what it may mean for a very close swing state like Nevada. So now we got to make sure people understand we got to go finish the job and we got to stay on offense. We got to stay on the march, and not get complacent because we've got to save this state. And, we got to be part of the project of saving our country.
And, Adam, you've talked a lot about wanting to be that 51st senator. Now we're starting to hear numbers coming in that you might not be the 51st. You might be the 52nd or 3rd or 4th or 5th, that we may have a wave election on our hands. What are you seeing out there on the ground in all 17 counties?
Well, look, I think that, here's the problem. Even if we have a massive red wave in the country, there are only four races in the United States Senate that we can win. We don't have a candidate in one of them. And so Herschel Walker and I are widely considered as these Trump-endorsed candidates. that are charged in the Hill were considered as the top two pickup opportunities. And so, you know, unlike the House, where if it's really red, you can win, you know, 40, 50 seats, we just don't have that opportunity. And I think the good news is, you know, running this big of a U.S. Senate campaign against Harry Reid's replacements and all the things that go against running against an incumbent, you know, you got to have a big campaign that understands how to, you know, win on all levels. And so I think what we've done as a campaign is position us as the 51st seat. And I can tell you, you know, you hear it on Fox, you hear it on all the prognosticators are saying Laxalt, 51st seat, Nevada, and that's really, really important because, you know, someone like Masto and a lot of these Democrats, you know, they barely need to lift a finger to raise money. And, you know, we've got to do it the old-fashioned way, with a lot of elbow grease. And so the good news, though, is because it's such a narrow map and because I have so much support, people understand that I'm going to be a conservative leader. And, you know, I'm 43 years old, and people want me to be part of that next generation. We have a lot of support out there, people that are ready to match that massive Democrat spend, and we're going to need it because this is going to be the epicenter. In a few months, as all your listeners will hear it now, they're going to never see so much TV and so many attack ads, but I'm ready. You know, I'm tested. I've been through it now, and we understand we got to be on offense from beginning to end, and, you know, we're not going to take anything from the media. As you noticed, you may have noticed, Kevin, when the filibuster vote happened last week, the Arizona press was all over. Front page, you know, who voted for the filibuster, who didn't. Well, as hopefully your listeners know, Catherine Cortez Masto voted to break the filibuster. She was going to support nationalizing our elections forever, and not a peep from Nevada media. And so we understand that environment. We understand it's incumbent upon us to get our news out, push that directly to voters, and that's what we're in the process of building.
Let me ask you, do you feel like Build Back Broke, as we like to call it, and the voting rights and the filibuster, are they dead, or is Chuck Schumer going to come up with some sort of end-around play, to borrow a football analogy, that maybe they're not dead, they're going to chunk it out, they're going to downsize it? Do you think it's dead, or do you think all of this stuff is still alive?
Look, I think, first and foremost, everybody needs to understand that Catherine Cortez Masto is a reliable vote for all of these terrible things. Nevadans do not want Build Back Broke, as we're calling it. They did not want to break the filibuster. They do not want us to continue down this direction. She had a chance to be Kristen Sinema or to be Joe Manchin, and she passed. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about where she is and who she represents? She doesn't represent this state. And the great thing for us in this matchup is that she was a former attorney general. And I was a former attorney general. And so take the border. You know, we just got news last week. You had all-time high, almost 200,000 encounters at the border in the month of December alone. And what is coming across that border? Fentanyl, all-time amount of drugs that are killing our kids in our streets. When I was in Ely, spoke to the sheriff, they had a big bus there hitting our rural communities, as you can imagine. Is she standing up against that stuff? Is she standing for a secure border that we quite obviously need for more reasons than just the drug epidemic? No. And so I think we have a great opportunity where Nevadans are fed up with all the failures of Washington, with all the failures of Joe Biden and the Democrat leadership, that Masto is just an absolute lockstep vote with them. And we need someone that's going to fight for us, and that's what I plan on doing.
And one of the things that I think has been fascinating to watch is the national media is glomming on to this election. And in fact, I saw an article, I think it was today, in the Washington Examiner, very complimentary of you and your campaign.
Yeah, well, they called it the 51st seat, and we had Newsmax did the same last week. And it's because, like I said, I mean, we don't have many opportunities to win the Senate. And the Senate is so important because, you know, this is where we can stop the Biden administration dead in its tracks. We know that these people, they want to expand the Supreme Court. If they had the votes we'd already have this federal voting rights bill, and we certainly shouldn't even call it a federal voting rights bill. It takes our voting rights away here at the state. But these are the radical things they want. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. They're going to push through really extreme appointees. And, you know, I'll take the opportunity to point out that President Trump nominated my Solicitor General, who was, you know, one of the most conservative Solicitor Generals we've ever had in this state. He's on the Ninth Circuit. He's 45 years old. He's going to be on there for life. He authored, out of the Ninth Circuit, that amazing Second Amendment opinion last week that said that California could not stop the selling of arms and ammunition in California because of the pandemic, because you shall not infringe. And so this is what's at stake with the Senate majority. And hopefully, you know, Lord willing, we win and I'm there. Be able to have someone like me that's able to vet these people and make sure we get true conservative judges. You know, not in the vein of John Roberts, but in the vein of Justice Thomas and, you know, formerly, God rest his soul, Justice Scalia. But you know, this is super important for the future of our country. It's something that, you know, I'm ready to go on this, and it would be a huge priority for me.
Again, Adam Laxalt joining us, a candidate for U.S. Senate, former Attorney General. You have been very busy, not just crisscrossing the state, but you've been endorsed now, just since we last talked, I think, General Michael Flynn, Ambassador Rick Grenell. They joined the former President Trump, Governor DeSantis, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, many, many more people around the country. They realize the importance of this election, and they're backing you.
Well, look, like I said, these are huge endeavors. This is a massive, massive thing, a U.S. Senate race that is, you know, one that has national implications. And so I need as many allies as possible. You know, I've got Senator Tom Cotton helping me with something this week. We've got President Trump hosting me at Mar-a-Lago in a few weeks. And, you know, we need to be able to have everyone pitch in. Because, again, I think your listeners know this by now. There is endless money on the left. The Soros money and all this left-wing money that is dead hell-bent on transforming our nation. The good news is we can defeat that at the ballot box. And I think that we have our one opportunity in this state, in this cycle where people are absolutely infuriated with what's going on in our country. In basically every single direction we face, they are taking us the wrong way. Now is our chance to win a U.S. Senate seat back, hopefully win a bunch of other races, because that's what I hear. Yeah, that's what I hear when I go around the state. I mean, most people are still a little despondent that everything is so blue and, you know, is the state turning blue permanently? And my view is that this election is one that we can radically reverse the direction. And then if you get a bold conservative leader that is actually willing to sell our ideas and push our ideas, as I always did, as you know, when I was AG, you know, I think we can actually change hearts and minds. And, you know, we're seeing in the Hispanic community where President Trump was able to move that from, you know, the 20s to almost 40%. And what did he do? He went against the orthodoxy when all of the elite Washington crowd and all the consultants said, don't talk about the border, you know, don't be too hard on those areas. Well, obviously he was right. We need a secure border. And lo and behold, a lot of Hispanics believe with us that this is important. It's important for security. It's important for law and order in communities. And it's important for the American dream. People want a chance at the American dream, and the only way you have that chance is if you do this process in the legal and lawful way.
Adam, you are just incredible with your energy and the fact that you're going to all 17 counties. You're now going to be opening a Las Vegas office on what, February 5th? Is that the date?
Yeah, February 5th, we're going to have an awesome event. We're going to have former Ambassador Rick Grenell. We're going to have former Attorney General Matt Whitaker. Many of your listeners may know Kash Patel, who was with Devin Nunes and part of helping bring down the Russian collusion hoax. And I know people really, really appreciate what he did to help kind of open all that up. And so, you know, these are the types of real grassroots conservative leaders that are ready to come and help motivate our folks, get people engaged. And it's going to be an awesome event. If people can go to adamlaxalt.com, you guys can sign up. It's free, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And very quickly, if folks want to help your campaign, what is it at this juncture of your campaign that you need from my listeners?
Yeah, again, adamlaxalt.com. If you're willing to volunteer, if you're willing to put signs out, if you're willing to, you know, start attacking Masto and all these radical ideas on Facebook and social media, you know, we need it all. We need all hands on deck to save this state. We know big tech is out there suppressing our voice, which means that, you know, we can't quit. It means we've got to fight harder and be louder. And, you know, take solace that people like Joe Rogan and others are breaking through. And they're becoming viral sensations for a reason, because people want to hear a different version of this manufactured, you know, falsehoods that are coming out of the media and big tech. People want to be able to actually hear the truth. And it's our job to do that, voter to voter. And that's what your listeners can do.
I want to ask you one final question, and it involves winnability. Is that going to be a key factor in this race, who it is that can stand toe-to-toe with Catherine Cortez Masto and win?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, we've won statewide, and obviously 2018 was a rough blue year where Republicans lost up and down the state. But like I said at the beginning, this is a huge effort. And you've got to be battle tested. You've got to know what it's like to go through the belly of the beast. I mean, the media is going to be relentless. And I am so much better at understanding, thanks to President Trump, who taught a lot of us that you've got to be on offense. And you just can't just, you know, take this stuff lying down. Governor Ron DeSantis, who you know has endorsed me, he's doing an amazing job just battling away. And so we are very ready to do that. And, you know, we have a lot of people that, you know my conservative values, and they're going to want to support from all over the state and all over the country. And that's what it takes, because that's what the Democrats have. You know, they have these giant heaping machines. Masto will have access to unlimited capital and a lot of support across the country. You know, she still has access to the Reid machine. And, but, you know, we're ready to go. And we feel very, very confident with a couple polls already showing us leading today. And we're leading today, unlike, you know, generic Republicans in some other states, because people know me, people trust me, we have a lot of name ID, and we're just right there, toe-to-toe with her right out of the gate, which gives us 10 months to build and prosecute this race and take her out.
Adam, be safe out on the campaign trail. I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great week, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
There you go. Adam Laxalt, a candidate for the U.S. Senate and the former attorney general, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Woo! Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! I'm Fred Simon, M.D. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare.